This is Akashvani. The news read by Priya Badu. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has called a meeting with the floor leaders of the House this afternoon on the issue of recovery of cash from the residence of Delhi High Court Justice Yashwant Verma. Terming this a serious issue, the chairman said this issue concerns sovereignty, supremacy and relevance of Parliament. He lauded Chief Justice for taking prompt action in this matter. During the zero hour, he expressed confidence that a fruitful discussion will be held to find a way out. Leader of opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, has welcomed the decision of the chairman. Yesterday, Mr. Dhankar had a meeting with Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, and Mr. Kharge over the issue. Meanwhile, Congress MP Manish Tiwari has demanded a statement by the Union Law Minister in the Lok Sabha on the issue of cash recovery from the residence of Delhi High Court Justice Yashwant Verma. Talking to the media outside Parliament, Mr. Tiwari said, "The entire judicial and legal fraternity and citizens across the country are extremely concerned about the issue." In the Parliament today, the Lok Sabha witnessed protests and adjournments over the alleged non-release of funds related to the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme. The tenure of the Joint Committee of Parliament on One Nation, One Election has been extended up to the first day of the last week of the monsoon session of Parliament. A motion in this regard was moved by the chairman of the committee, P.P. Chaudhary, in a Lok Sabha today, which has been approved by the House. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today presented her government's budget for the financial year 2025-26 in the Assembly. This is the first budget on the newly formed BJP-led government. Ms. Gupta, who also holds the finance portfolio, said 1 lakh crore rupees budget outlay focuses on development and growth of every sector. Calling her budget historic, the Chief Minister said, "This is not just an account or ledger, this is a budget of transformation from a bad economy to Viksit Delhi." India and Singapore today signed a letter of intent for green and digital shipping corridor in Singapore with a focus on digitalization and decarbonization. Maritime and Port Authority of Singapore and Ministry of Ports and Shipping in a joint release said the corridor will enhance collaboration from both countries and help accelerate the development and uptake of zero or near-zero greenhouse gas emission technologies and the adoption of digital solutions. In Arunachal Pradesh, a two-day training program on the implementation of revised disability assessment guidelines was conducted at the conference hall of the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, Itanagar, today. The session aimed to enhance the understanding and execution of updated disability assessment protocols among stakeholders. A brief session was additionally held on the Chief Minister Arunachal Arogya Yojana, highlighting its role in providing health care support to persons with disabilities in the state. Additionally, sessions were conducted on blood disorders and locomotor disabilities. The training program served as a crucial platform for medical professionals and policy makers to streamline disability assessment procedures in Arunachal Pradesh, ensuring better access to health care and welfare schemes for persons with disabilities. Three Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Dantewara district today. According to reports, a joint team of security forces launched an anti-Naxal operation in the forested area along with the border of Bijapur and Dantewara districts. SP Dantewara, Gaurav Rai, told the media that after information about the presence of Maoists, the operation was planned. In Jammu and Kashmir, a massive search operation to track down a group of infiltrating terrorists continued for the third day in a forested area in Hiranagar sector of Kathua district today. The operation led by DGP Nalin Prabhat was launched on Sunday evening in the Sarial village of Hiranagar sector following an encounter between security forces and terrorists hiding in a nursery. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that separatism in Jammu and Kashmir is now history, citing two Hurriyat-linked organizations severing ties with separatist activities. Calling it a major step towards national unity, he credited Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership for bringing about this change. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.